This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. A beloved former pope has died, Pope Emeritus Benedict, the German theologian. He was 95. VOA's Tommy McNeil has our story.
Benedict was the first pope in 600 years to resign. He had become increasingly frail during his almost 10 years of retirement. Benedict's dramatic decision in 2013 to resign paved the way for the conclave that elected Pope Francis. The two popes then lived side by side in the Vatican Gardens in an unprecedented arrangement that set the stage for future popes emeritus to do the same. The former Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger never wanted to be pope, but he was forced to follow in St. John Paul II's footsteps, running the church during a period of scandal and indifference. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
New Year's Eve in China prompted an outpouring of reflection online and by residents of the central Chinese city of Wuhan about the strict zero COVID policy and the impact of its abrupt reversal this month. Wuhan was the epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak nearly 3 years ago. The COVID-19 policy switch has led to a wave of infections across the country, a further drop in economic activity and international concern, with Britain and France becoming the latest countries to impose curbs on travelers from China. China's decision to abandon the zero COVID policy aligned it with the world, though, that has largely reopened to live with the virus. And the world's 8 billion people usher in 2023 and bid farewell to a turbulent year marked by war in Europe, Lionel Messi's World Cup glory, and the deaths of Queen Elizabeth and soccer great Pele. This is VOA News. Iran's Supreme Court has accepted a protester's appeal against his death sentence for allegedly damaging public property and sent his case back for review, the judiciary said on Saturday. The 25-year-old male in question was sentenced to death on a charge of waging war for allegedly trying to break a guardrail in Tehran and setting fire to a rubbish bin during anti-government demonstrations. He rejected the accusation, saying he was forced to confess and went on a hunger strike 2 weeks ago. Iran has executed two people involved in mass protests that erupted in September after the death in custody of a young woman arrested by morality police enforcing strict dress codes. Meantime, Iranian forces fired at a crowd in the country's west, killing one man, a rights group says. More than 100 days since those nationwide protests were sparked by that young woman Mahsa Amini's death. Russia carried out its second major round of missile attacks on Ukraine in 3 days on Saturday, Ukrainian officials said, with explosions reported throughout the country on New Year's Eve, including in the capital Kyiv and in the southern industrial powerhouse city of Zaporizhia. And in other world headlines, North Korea fired three short-range ballistic missiles, Seoul's military said, adding a final salvo to Pyongyang's record-breaking blitz of launches this year. Brazil's Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who assumes the presidency Sunday, faces a long list of hurdles, from healing a deeply divided country to battling poverty and hunger, all with severe budget constraints. And our top story again today, Pope Emeritus Benedict has died at the age of 95. That's according to a Vatican announcement today, with lots of reaction coming in from around the world to the death of that former pope. And that iconic ball that drops on New Year's Eve in New York City's Times Square is being tested before the festivities tonight. President of Countdown Entertainment, Jeffrey Strauss, says there will be a variety of performers.
We have Ava Max, Chelsea Cutler, Jax, Jake, Duran Duran, New Edition, J-Hope, Cheska, Omani Garcia, this amazing mix of musical talent, which reflects that international visitors from all over the world here in Times Square. We all come together for New Year's Eve.
And here are the sounds of Australians in Sydney ringing in the new year. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.